Do you watch a trailer before seeing a movie? I bet you do. Then if you have a podcast, you should definitely have a podcast trailer. I have Ariel Nissenblatt on the show, the host of Trailer Park, the podcast trailer podcast, to share the 911 on podcast trailers, including what's the worst trailer she's ever heard, how to make them, what makes a good one, and how long they should be. Let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And I have with me today Ariel Nissenblatt, who is like everything podcasting between Earbuds Podcast Collective. You're now with Descript. And of course, your Trailer Park podcast. How long have you been in the podcasting industry? Because you look so young, but you've done so much. It's impressive.
Thank you. I have been officially, let's just say I started in 2017. I can actually tell you the exact date, February 13th, 2017. So that is coming up on 7 years. Is that right?
Ooh, yeah. Or, still yeah, make me do math, Ariel.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started by starting this podcast collective, this newsletter in February, 2017, and have since been in multiple positions throughout the industry. Yeah,
absolutely. And so what was your first podcast that you started?
I actually at first did not want to start a podcast at all. I just wanted to listen and help other people listen. I really did not think, like, my entry into the podcast space was not with a podcast at all. After about a year, I started advising people on starting podcasts and things like that. And then a year after that, I said, you know what, if I'm going to continue advising people, I should probably have the practice of having done it on my own. So that's when I started a podcast to go along with my podcast recommendation newsletter. So I started that podcast in October 2019. And that's called Feedback with Earbuds. And before that, though, I had definitely helped people launch, ideate, you know, produce the shows, things like that. But this was my first venture, you know, my first, like, create the cover art, put it up on social, make sure people know about it, all that. So that was October 2019.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking starting a podcast, don't you think?
I think it's fun. I think once you start a podcast, you want to start a million of them.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think it's fun to launch something. It's fun to create the cover art for something. It's fun to see people's reactions. And it's also, I think I keep wanting to launch new podcasts because each time you get your launch strategy a little bit tighter, you know, you hone it a little bit more, and it's always possible for one of your shows to hit it big time. You know, like, I just started a podcast in December called Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with Ariel and Ned.
Yeah. I've listened to that too.
Hilarious daily podcast. And we're experimenting a lot with that. We're
fun.
Recording a lot of video, and we're posting it all over social and YouTube, as well as regular podcast listening apps. And so all of it is really just an experiment to see what will take off, what will fall flat, and what will hit somewhere in between.
Yeah. It's nice to have the space where you can be creative and just do what you want. Like, there's a lot of scenarios in life and business where you're kind of stuck in a box.
Totally. Yeah. You have to do something that somebody else wants you to do.
I know. All right. So let's talk about Trailer Park, the podcast, of course, about trailers. And what made you start that podcast?
I love podcast trailers, but before I loved podcast trailers, I was fascinated by them because they're just a great way to have some insight into what a show is going to be like, but not all of the insights into that show. So what I mean by that is there are so many podcasts out there. It's why I started my podcast recommendation newsletter. There are so many podcasts for us to choose from. How do we possibly choose? What is going to be worth our time? So I thought, you know, let me explore the concept of trailers, because the idea of trailers, The idea behind these short snippets of audio is let's tease the idea of this show. Let's tease the idea of this season. Let's even tease the idea of this series within this show, within this season. But how do we tease the show enough that we are, it's exciting for somebody, but it's not giving too much away, but it's also striking the right tone. You know, a lot of trailers tend to be in that like movie trailer style, like they get really big in a world where this happens, then this happens, then that happens, here's this show. Or some other trailers will literally just do like clips from interviews, and that's not very exciting either, because I don't really think we're getting the arc of your season in that way. We're really just getting clips from your show, right? So there's so many different styles that trailers can take the form of. And so when I started becoming interested in trailers, I was listening to a bunch of different podcasts with a friend. We were in her car driving really long distance, and we'd been podcast listening friends for a while, but she had fallen off, so she hadn't listened to podcasts in a while. So I was like, okay, let's find something for us to listen to. But in order to find that, let's go to Apple Podcasts and let's go to New and Noteworthy, you know, the shows that are being featured on the homepage of Apple, and let's listen to the trailers of those shows. So we listened to 5 or 6 trailers. And what I found that was interesting was I had listened to some of those shows beyond the trailers beforehand, and I found that the trailers often didn't match up with the shows. For example, I won't give specific examples of the shows, but you know, there were some shows that were investigative and deep dive, and you know, something that I had listened to and binged in one day. And my friend Abby listened to the trailer and she was like, that doesn't really seem interesting. And I was like, I promise you it is. If you listen to the first episode, you'll find it fascinating and you'll want to continue. And she was like, the trailer didn't do it for me. Right. So that got me super interested in how to strike the right balance, how to create a trailer that actually does make somebody want to listen.
Yeah. And I've never really thought, like, I've listened to a few trailers, but I tend to just like, honestly, just dive into an episode. If that episode interests me, I just dive right in. I have listened to like when it's a new podcast
that's,
and they've just launched, they only have like 4 episodes or whatever that they've put out, then I will listen to the trailer because I'm like, do I want to dive into a new
exactly. one? Exactly. It's a time wasting. It helps you cut down on wasted time. So in theory, if your trailer is done well, you'll onboard people in the right way. It's an onboarding mechanism.
I've never thought of it that way before, honestly.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, I've totally never thought of it that way before. Now, so you're saying, I'm assuming, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that every podcast should have a trailer.
Yeah, and I think that's such a given, but not all trailers look the same. You know, like, I think where people get tripped up is, just because if you have an interview show, yes, you should have a trailer, but it doesn't have to sound like the same type of trailer that would be for a 6-episode limited series investigative murder podcast. Those are different trailers. The reason you have a trailer is not just because you want to create a trailer because I'm here and I advocate for trailers. It's because, number one, it allows you to populate your RSS feed before your episodes are ready to go. So you have somewhere to send people before you're really ready to send people. A lot of the podcast listening apps, if you are applying to be featured, need there to be something there in order for you to apply to be featured. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, there's a form that you can fill out to hope to get featured on the homepage of Apple Podcasts. Spotify has the same thing. They need you to be able to point to an RSS feed, and maybe you're launching in 4 weeks and you're not ready. Those episodes aren't live yet, but your trailer is something that you can put together based on snippets of the rest of your season, or with, you know, a scripted narration of what to expect in that season. You could put that together in a few days.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe you still need a few more weeks to work on the first season of your show. So a trailer allows you to populate your feed. It doesn't have to be this epic sounding, here's what's going to happen in this season. You don't have to know everything that's going to happen in your season or in your show. Right. Another thing is it allows you to start marketing before you're ready to start marketing, right? You can tease people. You can say, this is what's upcoming. The trailer is live now. If you go and click on it and listen to it, that'll count towards my download. So that's great. So you're not starting from zero when you drop episode one.
That is a great launch tip. And I've never honestly thought of doing it that way. I had a friend, he did that. And I thought, oh, isn't that smart? Like, he had the trailer up, he had iTunes up, he had all that stuff. And like you said, he didn't have the, you know, all the episodes up yet. But yeah, it helps you create that buzz. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's all about the buzz building.
Yeah, true enough. Now, what makes a good like trailer in regards to the length? I have heard some trailers and I'm like, oh man, that's not long.
Yeah. I think it's somewhere between 30 seconds and 2.5 minutes. And that could be 3 minutes. I mean, honestly, like really, you just have to be, you just have to make sure you're not being precious, because I just put out a trailer for the second season of Trailer Park that is 3 minutes long. Right.
Yeah.
And our pre-trailer was 1 minute. And, you know, we could have cut down a whole bunch of stuff from the trailer that we just put out, but we decided that we wanted to have this joke up at the top that kind of gives you a sense of like who we are. And we thought that that was an important piece to give our listeners, whether they know us or not. This is what you're going to get. So we thought that that was important. We could have done a pretty straight up trailer that was like, hello, season two of Trailer Park, the podcast. Trailer podcast is coming soon. But instead we decided to, I'll let people listen to it themselves, but we decided to try something new. So that's the trade-off that we made. Will we lose people? I doubt it. 3 minutes is still a pretty short amount of time for people to listen to.
Absolutely.
But I think you'll know, or at least I'll give some tips on what questions to ask yourself. But I think you'll know when you are creating a trailer if you need to kill your darlings. And one thing to do is to send it to somebody who loves you very much and one person who doesn't love you that much and be like, hey, where do you get bored here? and you know, weirdly, the person who loves you very much might actually, no, let me take that back. I think it's important to give it to somebody who does not care about your creative work and somebody who does not, and somebody who does care about your creative work. Because the person who knows you but doesn't know about your creative work is going to maybe be a little bit more objective in the sense of like, this is, you know, like, what the hell are you trying to say in this trailer?
Two different perspectives, right?
Right. Yeah.
And what I liked about yours is that, well, you have a co-host, so it's easier, I think, anyways, when you have a co-host, like that energy and the back and forth, and you're able to show your personality a little bit more.
Right.
Versus, which I like about that, I think that's enticing to a listener to then want to listen to the next season or the episodes. What are elements that you feel like should be included in a trailer? What I've been told in the past is basically kind of like your description of your podcast, the who you are, what it is, and who it's right for and what to expect.
Yeah. And when in doubt,
can be kind of boring.
Right. When in doubt, you can spoon feed it to them like that. Hello, my name is Ariel Nissenblatt. On February 12th will be the next season of this show that I produce with this person. The reason we produce this show is because of X, Y, and Z. This show is ideal for X, Y, and Z. You could do that. And there are probably ways to make that even fun, you know, just really playing with the concept of being super obvious and really giving it to people, giving them exactly what it is that you want to take away from listening to this. But yeah, I think in terms of elements, your name, your co-host name, if you have a co-host, the name of the show, if you have taken a really long break, maybe you say that if it's a new season. If it's a new show, maybe a tiny bit about yourself and why you are the right person for this, but that will also become clear in your next few episodes, or maybe you're doing an intro episode or a teaser or something. And this is all like, if you, I imagine a lot of the people listening to this show are people who have podcasts for their businesses.
Yeah.
Is that right? So for folks who are creating podcasts for their businesses, you're going to want to be really obvious about who you are and why you're making the show and why this show is relevant to the rest of your business. If you have more of an investigative show or some sort of, you know, maybe it's a chat show, maybe it's like a, you know, true crime, maybe it's audio fiction, something like that. There are probably different approaches for you to take, but I'll just speak more towards the folks who are, you know, creating for their businesses. I don't think you need to get super cute with it. You can get cute with it in other elements, but I really just think your name, why you're making the show, who it's serving, and overall, like why are you taking resources from your business to make this show? Because I always think it's good to be transparent about that. Here is the goal of our show as it relates to the business of the show.
Interesting. I've never thought of, to me, I would never thought of being transparent that way.
I think I always say, when in doubt, when it comes to anything about writing for your show, voicing for your show, have you taken a long break? Let the people know why.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. And it's all part of communication and you're respecting, you know, their curiosity and wondering what happened to you. And just communicate. What is the worst trailer that you've ever heard?
I won't name names.
No.
But audio quality being garbage is really something to avoid. I've definitely heard people who make trailers where it's clear that they have heard that they have to make a trailer, and then they're just like, hi, this is the trailer for this show. And the reason they're doing that is because they learned that you can, on your podcast hosting site, designate something as a trailer, which is a good thing, and you should make a trailer. Because what that does is, in most podcast listening apps, it gets designated as a trailer so that when people find your show and click on your show within that listening app, they can choose to listen to the trailer before they listen to anything else. It is the onboarding ramp, but you should not squander that opportunity, right? You should take the time to make that a great, beautiful on-ramp for folks so that they know what to do once they listen to the show. They know who you are. They know if you have calls to action, what those calls to actions are, what those calls to action are. A bad trailer is a trailer that forgets. I've heard trailers that forget to say the name of the host or forget to say the name of the show. This is what we're going to have on the show. I've heard trailers that don't include any narration from the host, but are all, what's it called? Clips from the show and then like announcer read intros. And I definitely do not recommend that. We don't care about a robotic voice. We don't care about an announcer read voice that you got from some sort of stock voices thing. We need to know who you are and why you are making the show.
Yeah,
I think actually a lot of business podcasts do that because they think like it legitimizes them to have somebody at the top of the show be like, and now welcome to the Marketing for People show. And then it's like, here's your host, Greg. And then Greg's like, hi, everybody. Greg, you should just come on and
I know.
Tell us who you are.
Because people are listening to you because they want to get to know you, like your normal person that they want to connect with. So you want to connect with them right off the bat in the trailer. It makes total sense. Right. And yeah, you're right. I remember when I first started out the podcast, I got taught to have the radio, you know, voice
whatever.
And then after a while, I'm like, why is this weird man voice? Like,
who the hell is that?
I'm like, I don't like this. I'm changing it. It just felt off. I'm like, no.
Right. Yeah.
Are there, so besides having the trailer, you know, obviously in iTunes and the directories and so forth, where else can we use the trailer?
Because it's short. Well, first of all, if you, with your podcast hosting site, it'll be everywhere. And I just want to ask for a distinction. When you say iTunes, are you referring to
Apple?
Okay. I'm just curious. Because
I still call it iTunes.
I'm only asking because I'm pretty sure it all moved. Now it's Apple Music and Apple Podcasts, but I know that some people still do refer to it as iTunes. And I know that in some older OS systems, it is possible that iTunes still pops up. So I just wanted to clarify, but yes, Apple Podcasts. If you, with your podcast hosting site, distribute to all the different, if your podcast hosting site distributes to all the different podcast listening apps, you should be good to go from there, except there are some that you need to submit to separately. I would also claim your podcast on all of those different places.
Absolutely.
So, you know, make sure that you're searching for your show regularly on Good Pods, on Pocket Casts, on, you know, all of the different podcast listening apps. There's so many of them and there's always more and always less and whatever. In addition to that, because your trailer will be short, if it's under 60 seconds, you can post it on YouTube Shorts. Mm-hmm. If it's over, and, you know, also, yes, YouTube Shorts is only up to 60 seconds.
Yeah.
But YouTube, you can post it on YouTube, even if you only have audio, and we could talk about that in a second. You can also post it on TikTok. You can also post it on all of the other places where you can share video. And I would highly recommend, if you are posting it in a video first medium, adding captions and a waveform. And if you have video, great. If you don't, maybe some images and they can pop up and then go away. you know, just try to make the video a little bit more interesting if it's just going to be audio only.
Absolutely. Do you see video trailers or mainly just the audio?
I've seen both. I think more and more, a lot of people are at least creating video elements for their audio only trailers. And that's what I was referring to before. Just the idea of, you know, me and my co-host will record our trailer and we're reading off of a script. So my eyes are looking to the right and we're still recording the video because we use Squadcast to record and it records video and we might as well do something with that video. So what we end up doing is what I posted on social for Trailer Park's season two trailer drop. You know, we've got the full 3 minutes wherever you can listen to podcasts and on YouTube in audio only, but then we also have about a minute of that trailer on all the different places where you can see video. And the reason we wanted to do that was because it just allows us to, you know, play around with video. Video is very experimental right now. It's fun. It might catch the eye of somebody who is scrolling and doesn't tend to stop, but maybe they're seeing my face at the exact right time and then they're going to listen to it and then they're going to love me and then they're going to become a listener forever. It's all about experimenting at this point and just trying to find a way to lure potential listeners away from what it was they were doing before. That's, you know, when you were posting on social, that's your ultimate goal. So I'll see people make video trailers that's literally just the two of them talking. I will, or just a solo host talking. And then I'll also see video trailers where somebody hires an animator and makes it really beautiful and all that. And then you'll also see video trailers where people, you know, get some B-roll footage and make a whole thing that, you know, refers to elements that are within that trailer, but aren't actual depictions of the people recording that trailer. So lots of different possibilities. Yeah. And now with AI and a lot of stock images and stock sound libraries, you can do a lot and you can create a lot of video elements without having to record high quality video with a fancy camera, fancy mic, fancy this, fancy that.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I've never actually seen any video trailers. So now that I can keep my eye out for some.
An example is Tenderfoot TV is a production company out of Atlanta, Georgia. They make a lot of really high quality video trailers in addition to audio trailers for their show.
That's great to know. Yeah, it's good to have those resources. So you're not winging it by yourself and just trying to figure it out.
I always think like, go look at other people who are doing it well and borrow elements from them.
Yeah.
Credit if you must.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you seen trailers that sort of feel like false advertising? I know you kind of intimated to that earlier.
Totally. I think there are some people who it's clear that they only have budget for a few of their episodes and they decide to spend big on their trailers. The audio quality and even video quality is really great for their trailers. And then once it gets to the actual show, it's a completely different vibe. Yeah. So I think in that situation, spread yourself out a little bit and your trailer really should be representative of the show that that it's preceding, because ultimately the reason people drop off is if they're promised one thing and then they are receiving another thing. So if your show is going to be shitty, your trailer should also be shitty. Hate to say it.
No, hey, absolutely. That makes total sense. I was just about to ask you something and I totally... Oh, so do you think people should make more than one trailer, like a short one and a long one, or different styles for different reasons?
I think it depends on your resources, time, budget, all of that. For Trailer Park, the podcast Trailer Podcast, of course, we had to experiment with multiple types of trailers. Yeah. So for season one, we did a pre-trailer, a trailer, and a teaser. So three separate things before we even launched episode one. This second season, we've launched a pre-trailer and a trailer. We're not going to do a teaser this time around. We're just going to episodes. And the reason we did that is because we're a podcast about podcast trailers. So we have to try everything. You, on the other hand, dear business owner, I think one trailer is fine for you per season.
Yeah.
You know, if your show experiences a drastic change, like you have a different co-host, yes, you should change your trailer. If you change production companies and the production company changes the music or something, you know, based on the stock library that they have access to, yes, you should probably change your trailer or delete your trailer and then create a new one. There's a whole bunch of different reasons to update or create new. another thing to consider is like, if you have seasons, it is okay. Or if you have series within your seasons, you can create trailers for those series. And those don't have to be 2-minute trailers. It can be like, stay tuned, in 2 weeks we're dropping this. It can be a short, it could be 30 seconds. It could be 15 seconds. I think where a lot of people get tripped up when it comes to podcast advice is they think they have to do something some way. And ultimately, like, all you need to do is listen to other podcasts to learn that anything can be done. So my biggest piece of advice that I could ever give to anybody that is creating anything ever is just to watch other people, listen to other people, read other people, do things before you, and then borrow from them. And just take liberties where you can. But first, you obviously have to know what liberties you can take.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's good to have like a framework or a guideline or a structure that other people have done and that is proven, and then add your own personality and your own creativity to it.
I think the reason I'm so adamant about there being no rules is because when I first started, I really thought there were rules. And I think a lot of people have this experience. And then the second that I realized, I think this is the same about like becoming an adult, when you kind of realize that like everybody is bullshitting a little bit. I think the same thing is true of podcasts. You're like, oh, everybody is making things up as they go. So I can literally do whatever I want.
Exactly. I know. And it's amazing how many people think that even when they start a podcast and it's like interview style, and then they're like, oh, well, I started it as interview, I need to stay that way.
I can't change. You can do whatever the hell you want, my friends. Yeah.
I know. It's crazy. So tell me about, I'm going to switch a little bit here. Oh, wait, I have one more question for you. You mentioned pre-trailer, teaser, and trailer. What are the difference between those three?
You might be not surprised to hear this, but the difference is whatever you want it to be. The difference is in the name. The difference is, for me, I'll tell you for me, and then you can make it up for yourself.
Okay.
For me, pre-trailer was short. It gave a tiny, literally in my pre-trailers for the shows that I made. First of all, I made up the concept of a pre-trailer. It's not a thing, but now it is. do whatever you want.
I love that.
In my pre-trailer, I literally say, hello, this is a pre-trailer. It is literally a placeholder so that we can get our RSS feed up and running. That's it. Hi, I'm Arielle. This is Tim. Yeah. We're about to drop a show in a few weeks. Get ready. Our music may change. Who knows? Our trailer was a little bit more in depth. It was like, here's who we are. Here's what the show is going to be about. Here's when to expect it. I forgot to say that earlier. That is something super important. If you don't have an exact date, that's fine. But let people know when this feed is going to start being populated with beautiful audio content. And then in our teaser, we went a little bit longer. We said, here's a bit of what you can expect on this show. And then maybe we play trailers of other people's podcasts and then we discuss that. So in our teaser episode, in theory, we could play a short trailer and then say a few words about that trailer, right? That could be a teaser episode.
Yeah. That makes sense.
If you have a podcast for your business, a teaser episode could be like you interviewing the CTO of your company or maybe the CTO interviewing you as the co-host and asking you what you expect out of this show.
Yeah.
A lot of different things you could do.
Absolutely. And what I love about your approach is like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like,
no,
it doesn't have to be.
You can always delete it.
You still want to have, that is true. I mean, you still want to have good audio quality, but you can make it whatever you want. And if it's not perfect, like you said, you can change it.
Totally. And I don't know. Am I embarrassed about most of the things that I did 4 years ago? Probably.
Oh,
who cares?
I know.
Who cares?
I know. I always tell people, the first, shows that you guest on, the first podcast episodes that you create, the first videos that you create, they're going to suck.
Yeah.
You just need to it's how it's going to be, and then move on.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I love when Facebook memories come up and then there's like a video that I did like a million years ago, or even the social media posts, and I'm like, ooh, that's ugly.
Painful.
I know. Won't be sharing that memory. All right. So let's move on, because I want to make sure people know about your Earbuds Podcast Collective. Tell us what it's about.
Yes. Earbuds.audio is the website. It's a newsletter that goes out every single Sunday, since 2017.
Wow.
And the idea behind it is, there are so many podcasts out there. How do we choose what to listen to? So I started it because I wanted to listen to more podcasts, and I knew that other people wanted to listen to more podcasts, and I knew that I had my few favorite podcasts, and my friend had hers, and her friend had hers, and so on and so forth. So the idea behind the newsletter is, each week is curated by a different person, and anyone can curate a list, literally you listening right now, or talking to me right now. Anybody can curate a list, and you can choose one of your own episodes as part of your list. So you choose a theme and you find five podcast episodes on that theme. So for example, this week's theme is, let me grab it so that I know exactly what the wording of it is, chess podcast recommendations. It's podcasts about chess. And the curator is Jess Schmidt, who just launched a podcast called Rooked.
Rooked. Ooh, good title.
The Cheater's Gambit. So it's about the cheating scandals in chess. So then she went out and she found four other podcast episodes about chess.
Yeah.
And obviously the reason she wanted to curate this list is because she launched this show about chess, but she also got to highlight four other creators who podcast about chess. So we've been doing this for years, and it's a really great way to discover new podcasts. No list is ever the same.
No.
So it's not like you subscribe to it to always get business podcast recommendations. You subscribe to it to always get recommendations that you may or may not love.
Yeah. Well, and I get your emails as well.
Yay.
And I'm like, there's podcasts about that. Like you kind of, like, I'm so in the business zone all the time.
Right.
So I kind of, but even like chess, I'm like, there's podcasts.
I know there's, and they're beautifully done. And the thing about it is, I think as a creator, as a podcaster, as a business owner, I think it's important to know what other shows are out there in any given niche so that you can figure out how, well, who should you be aware of? And are they encroaching on your territory? How can you collaborate with them if so? Or how can you go in a different direction if they're coming too close?
Yeah. And plus we have lives outside of business. So it's like, you know, whether I'm a chess player, a croquet player, or, you know, boater, whatever it may be, you'll find some things that pique your interest regardless outside of business.
Yeah. And I genuinely think that listening to podcasts makes you a better listener to people. And I also genuinely think that listening to podcasts makes you more empathetic. So practice that.
That's interesting. Why do you think that?
Because we are shutting up for long enough to hear somebody else's story. And you can't talk back to these people because they are recorded.
That's very interesting insight. I've never thought of it that way before. That's true. We all talk too much. So obviously you've been listening to trailers, listening to podcasts, reviewing them. You're working in the biz. What have you learned over the past number of years about podcasts that would help a business attract more listeners?
What have I learned about podcasts that would help a business attract more listeners
with their podcast?
I think that I think the number one thing to consider when you are starting a podcast for your business is, do you hope to make money from this podcast? If so, I would take a step back and consider not starting a podcast. I would start a podcast for your business in order to build your reputation, in order to interview people that you love to be in touch with or that you need to do a favor for, make them feel special. I would start a podcast because it allows you to build your portfolio as a creator, as a CEO, as a, you know, founder of this company. I would not start a podcast at this stage right now to make money. It is possible down the line that so many people listen to your show. It's so great. The stories are so awesome that other brands want to advertise on your show, but that should not be your number one goal at this point. So I think the first thing to do is to ask yourself why you're making this show other than dollars and downloads. Always have three reasons written down that are not dollars and downloads for making your podcast. And that does not mean that a podcast should not be on your content plan for this year, for next year, for the future. I think podcasts absolutely should be on I think podcasts absolutely should be on your business, in your business plan.
Yeah.
Content plan. But I do think that we all need to see them as a larger brand building opportunity.
Yes, I preach that all the time. I still get so many people, I don't do podcast launches anymore, but I still get a lot of people that come to me and I'm like, either it's a passion project, which is great, or they want sponsorships and they want to monetize.
Great. I just spoke to somebody who gets like a few thousand downloads per episode and they were like, we're thinking of turning on programmatic ads because we want to make some money. And I'm like, okay, First of all, you're a nonprofit. So you're going to piss off the people that are listening to your show who are already potentially spending money with you at their year-end charitable donation or throughout the year, whatever. Also, you're going to make like sense from those. And it's going to bother people, right? It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
On how much you want to bother people.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Awesome. So where can people go to sign up for your Earbuds Podcast Collective? And of course, listen to your podcast.
My newsletter can be found at earbuds.audio, and my podcasts can be found. If you Google my name, you should probably find everything. Ariel Nissenblatt. I'm also still very active on Twitter, and I won't stop until the site shuts down.
I gave up on it a while ago, but I just still have a lot of friends that are, they're diehards. They're like,
I would say it still works for me. So I'm there. Yeah. Am I pissed off at Elon Musk? Yes.
Yes.
But whatever. What can you do?
I know. Awesome. I so appreciate your time and, connecting and talking about podcast trailers, and, hopefully more people will make them. And yeah, I think they're a great tool to leverage. And, I know I've done podcast trailer swaps with a couple of, podcasters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Which was totally fun. A great way to get exposure. Honestly, that's the only reason why I made one.
Oh, I love that. Good. We all need an impetus.
I know, right? I was like, oh, anyways. So yeah. So when I saw your Trailer Park podcast, and I'm like, I need to have you on my show and talk about trailers.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I so appreciate your time, and I can't wait for season two.
Yay.
All right. See you, folks. And I'll see you next week on the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.